Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundar Radha, Shama Sundar Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtotara Shata Shri Srimad His Divine Grace AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtotara Shata Shri Srimad His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sikraho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasti Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Dham Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Navdeep Mayapur Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki गंगा माई जन्मना माई की, तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की, बृहद मृदंगा की, सामवेद भक्त वृंद की, कार्तिक महावत्सव की, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री एंड गुरु एंड गौरंगा वैष्णव कृष्ण वैष्णव भूतले श्रीमती राधना स्वामी के नाम ने. थैंक यू सो मच टू ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ यू फॉर बीइंग हियर. प्लीज़ ब्लेस अस दैट वी कैन डिस्कस फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम in alignment with all the acharya's teachings, Srila Prabhupada's teachings, and that we may benefit from reading Bhagavatam together and discussing Bhagavatam together and living Bhagavatam together. Again, your presence means so much, and thank you to everybody who is online as well. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. एंड नेक्स्ट टू वर्सेस प्लीज सिंग टुगेदर. नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया. ओके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टकी. वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम थर्ड चैप्टर, थर्ड कैंटो, 19th चैप्टर ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम, वर्स 31. मैत्रेय उवाच एवं हिरण्याक्षम सय्य विक्रमम् वं हिरण्याक्षमयक्षय एवं हिरण्याक्षम असह्य विक्रमम् न्याक्षमम असह्य विक्रमम् ससादयित्वा हरिरादि सूकरः जगाम लोकम स्वखंड समखंडितोत्सवम् समखंडितोत्सवं सम्मीडितः पुष्कर विष्टिरादिभिः. एवं हिरण्याक्षमसय्य विक्रमम् ससादयित्वा हरिरादिसूकरः जगाम लोकम स्वम अखंडितोत्सवम समिंगिता पुष्कर विष्टिरादिभिः. सिनानिम ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. मैत्रेय उवाच. ओ सॉरी, प्लीज रिपीट. Please repeat. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Evam Hiranyakshamasa. इतः पुष्कर विष्टरादिभिः ससादिशुकरः समाखण्डितोत्सवाम् समेदिताः पुष्करा विष्टरादिभिः एवं हिरण्याक्षमशय विक्रमाम् ससादयित्वा हरिहरादिसूकरः जगामलोकं स्वखण्डितोत्सवम् समीडितः पुष्करवेष्टदिभिः Hare Krishna. Anyone else? Evam Hiranyakshama Asaya Vikramam Sasadayit Riradi Sukaraha Chakam Lokam Samakanditotsavam Samiditaha Pushkara Shtiradhibihi. Thank you very much. Synonyms. Maitreya Uvacha. Sri Maitreya said, Evam, thus, Hiranyaksham, Hiranyaksha, Asaya Vikramam, very powerful, Saha, the Lord, Sadayitva, after killing Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adi Shukaraha, the origin of the boar species, Jagama, returned, Lokam, to this abode, Swam, own, Akhandita, uninterrupted, Utsavam, festival, Samiditaha, being praised, Pushkara Vistara, lotus seat, by Lord Brahma, whose seat is a lotus, Adibihi, and the others. Sri Maitreya continued, after thus killing the most formidable demon Hiranyaksha, the Supreme Lord Hari, the origin of the boar species, returned to his own abode, where there is always an uninterrupted festival. The Lord was praised by all the demigods, headed by Brahma. Purport. The Lord is spoken of herewith as the origin of the boar species. As stated in the Vedanta Sutra 1.1.2, the absolute truth is the origin of everything. Therefore, it is to be understood that all 8.4 million species of bodily forms originate from the Lord, who is always Adi, or the beginning. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna addresses the Lord as Adyam, or the original. Similarly, in the Brahma Samhita, the Lord is addressed as Adi Purusham, the original person. Indeed, in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, the Lord Himself declares, Matta Sarvam Pravartate. From me, everything proceeds or emanates. In that 10.8, it goes, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Maam Buddha Ma Bhava Samanvitaha. In this situation, the Lord assumed the form of a boar to kill the demon Hiranyaksha and pick up the earth from the Garbha ocean. Thus, he became Adi Shukar, the original boar. In the material world, a boar is considered most abominable. But the Adi Shukar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was not treated as an ordinary boar. Even Lord Brahma and the other demigods praise the Lord's form as a boar. This verse confirms the statement in Bhagavad Gita that the Lord appears as he is from his transcendental abode for the sake of killing the miscreants and saving the devotees. by killing the demon Hiranyaksha, he fulfilled his promise to kill the demons and always protect the demigods headed by Brahma. The statement that the Lord returned to his own abode indicates that he has his own particular transcendental residence. Since he is full of all energies, he is all pervasive in spite of his residing in Goloka Vrindavan. Just as the sun, although situated in a particular place within the universe, is present by its sunshine throughout the universe. Although the Lord has his particular abode in which to reside, he is all pervasive. The impersonalists accept one aspect of the Lord's feature, the all pervasive aspect, but they cannot understand his localized situation in his transcendental abode, where he always engages in fully transcendental pastimes. Especially mentioned in this verse is the word Akhandito Utsavam. Utsava means pleasure. Once again, the word is Akhandito Utsavam. Utsava means pleasure. Whenever some function takes to express happiness, it is called Utsava. Utsava, the expression of complete happiness, is always present in the Vaikuntha Lokas, the abode of the Lord, who is worshipable even by the demigods like Brahma, to say nothing of other less important entities such as human beings. The Lord descends from his abode to this world, and therefore he is called Avatar, which means one who descends. Sometimes, avatar is understood to refer to an incarnation who assumes a material form of flesh and bone. But actually, avatar refers to one who descends from higher regions. The Lord's abode is situated for above this material sky, and he descends from that higher position. Thus, he is called avatar. Hare Krishna Omat Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So recently I was hearing class by Radhesham Prabhu. Such a nice, wonderful purport this is. And he was giving class on this purport, and he said another analogy, which was like cell phone analogy. And I was thinking, why would he give that analogy? If you see here, in the end, it says that the Lord's abode is situated above this material sky, and he descends from that higher position. Thus, he is called Avatar. So earlier, the analogy they used to give is, yes, sun reflection, sunshine is everywhere. Another example is, if the person on the 10th floor comes to ground floor and buys milk and goes back, he's just descending, he's not incarnating. But in this day and age of Amazon delivery and Uber Eats delivery, people can't even relate to that. So he gave the analogy of cell phones, that, you know, you may all have cell phone, but there's one entity controlling the cell phone carrier, and, you know, even a human being can press a control button and stop all of that. So Lord is like that, some supreme controller. And he doesn't have to descend in the material form to stop it. He can just push a button. I was thinking, I can't relate to it, but maybe youth can relate to it, that analogy. Shurpanakha, he said that her one nail was like a soup. Soup is a thing that you use, Indian kitchen tool, to separate the husk from the grain, the covering from the grain, and it's called fatakna, like you do this motion, like for sieving. And her one nail was like that. It's like this big bamboo thing. And so even she could change her form. So it's not a great thing that Lord can change a form and descend, you know, in the form of boar. The great thing is that he still comes in his spiritual body, and his body, that's why it's so worshipable and transcendental and all attractive. And Even Lord Brahma bows down to him. He's the Adi Shukara. So he's the, still the cause of the causes. Most favorite part of this verse for me was this Akhandito Utsavam, non-stop festival. You know that Akhandita means non-stop. This word appears in many verses of the Bhagavad Gita. One is in the form of, like, say, Satatam. Do you know a couple of verses from which use word Satatam? Anybody wants to? Yes, that's really wonderful verse. Yes? Ananyas chintayanto mam, yes. And so, yes, Tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. So one is, so we will come back to those verses again. Anybody remembers any other verse? Which use the word non-stop, basically, or without any break, akhanda, without any break. I think about it, we'll come back to it. This spiritual world, we say every step is a dance. And I didn't know the origin of that, so I was searching. And it was so nice to see it in Sri Brahma Samhita. So I'll just go to the first three lines. Shriya kanta kanta parama purusha kalpataravo dhruma bhumishchintamani ganamai toyam amrutam katha ganam natyam gamanam api vamshi priyasakhi. And what it means is, this is for Golok Vrindavan, where every tree is a transcendental purpose tree, where the soil is the purpose gem, all water is nectar, every word is a song, every gate is a dance. So nice, no? Every word is a song, every gate is a dance. And we are talking about that spiritual world where every step brings so much joy and people forget envy. One time Radhanath Swami was saying, in the olden days in New Vrindavan, everybody was so poor. They were hungry sometimes. Popcorn for dinner. And they said, but when the curtains used to open, and we used to see Radha Vrindavan Chandra in opulent dresses, our hairs on body would stand, and everybody would remember every detail of that dress. And he said, now that devotees get prasadam, he said, even I get prasadam twice a day, I don't remember all those details. But when we are serving Krishna, we can just forget the envy, the problems, the complaints, everything. And we can just be really happy. And we can enjoy, like, the utsava, pleasure. And recently, probably you were at the Eco Festival. That's another festival that we have. I was sad to miss it. My daughter was in Miami for a wedding. So we were there. But I heard it was extremely good. Anybody went there? Yeah? It was very big response this time, right? Amazing. And of course, you have heard of Polish festivals by Indradyumna Swami. if you read diaries, if you haven't read diaries by Indradyumna Swami, please read it. They are online. They are free. And it's Krishna magic happening. Every step he takes in that festival, he witnesses so many change of hearts, so many miracles there. He's an expert festival organizer. He sits at drama practice every day. It's amazing. He sees the drama, he sits at the practice, he conducts the Harinam every day to invite people from the Baltic coast. And those Harinams are so attractive. People get that glimpse. Other day in Shruti Sagar's class, he was saying that unless we are preaching or spreading this joy, we are like dead man walking. And I was thinking, this is such a good picture to remember, is that in the Harinam happening around the Baltic coast, do I choose that right now, or do I choose a dead man walking analogy? So the point is to always think about the festivals, even that brings so much joy. And then there's a Polish Woodstock festival, where there's Krishna's village of peace is erected. And they distribute sometimes 150,000 plates of prasadam. Again, such a wonderful thing to celebrate, concentrate on. Anybody remembers Bhakta Nitai Prabhu from New Vrindavan, who passed away? Yeah? He used to do Burning Man Festival amongst many other festivals. This is in middle of California, middle of deserts of Nevada, near California. They would erect, this is not done by devotees. They almost construct a new city, and thousands of artists come. Maybe they follow the dress code of Kumara Sampradaya, like four Kumaras, but they do come. And they also want to express, there is no money exchange. And they are very ripe fruits. And Nita used to go and preach to them. And they also used to distribute thousands of plates of prasadam. And you know that joy of giving Krishna consciousness, that brings us the real pleasure, utsavam. Of course, we are all looking forward to Festival of Holy Name, where we can enjoy the Holy Name and be absorbed in the transcendental ocean of holy names. And please donate for the tent if you can. There's a henna festival. This is an Arabic festival. It happens in many, many cities. And you know what devotees have found out? It's the best opportunity to distribute Arabic and Persian books. Arabic and Persian books. And they are going in cases. And such a great opportunity where their hands open, their hearts open. And they're so happy to hear about Krishna. Our Rath Yatra festivals on the beaches. So many newcomers come. I have had devotee come to that Rath Yatra festival in Daytona Beach and come, followed me to come to Alachua Temple in a couple of days. It was so it brings so much pleasure to the heart. In Vaishnava Sampradaya, there is a Vitthal Rukmini are worshipped. And Tukaram is a disciple of Lord Chaitanya who has his own following. They are called, they sing Abhanga and they are called Varkaris. It says that Lord Chaitanya initiated him in his dream. And he had association, I believe, or he or his contemporaries had association with Lord Chaitanya's brother. So they walk for 40 days. They carry Vitthal Mauli, they say, and they walk for 40 days. There is similar thing that St. Agassiz Trail is there in Italy, where they also walk for sometimes 60 days, sometimes more, at your own pace. And both these things are supposed to bring so much cleansing to the mind and heart. The dull brains get rejuvenated. Many devotees have done this St. Agassiz Trail near Italy. And you walk, you're away from your cell phone, you're away from your regular thoughts, you're carrying a backpack with everything that belongs to you many times, and then there is a carrier service too. And it's supposed to be such a life-changing experience. Some devotees give classes on it, on this walking experience. And that original festival is Dindi Festival by Varkari Sampradayas, or what ISKCON does is Padayatras. And they also do a bullock cart yatra nowadays. They carry Srimad Bhagavatam on it, and they go villages to villages. And then they do a festival in the evening, announcing, let's read this Bhagavatam together. It will bring to your village prosperity and peace to your minds. And people congregate, and they read Bhagavatam. And the whole village is being re-transformed back, because you have to remember, a lot of these villages have been Christianized by just bribing with little gold or and things like that. Recently, India had a youth festival. And they had 15,000 youth come in a stadium together. It was all ISKCON festival because a lot of ISKCON preachers are now influencers for the youth. And together it said their following, it was like 100 million followers. So it's so wonderful these festivals are happening. It was Udgar festival or the festival of inspiration. Have you heard of Kumbh Mela? Has anyone been to Kumbh Mela? Haribo, haribo. So another festival where 500 million people come over 45 days. And it also unites people, as this is what I heard from many of my Indian colleagues and relatives. There's a Rainbow Gathering Festival. Anyone been to that? And there were thousands, oh, Haribo, nice. There are thousands of plates of prasadam were distributed there. There's a pirate festival in Tampa. And when we were going there, we were thinking, yes, Srila Prabhupada went on Jaladuta and will be participating on this boat people. Now, Prabhupada also said one thing to us about this Krishna consciousness. What is your difficulty, he would say. I'm an old man. I may shift away from the scene at any moment. But I'm very much hopeful of my disciples, most of you, and then grand disciples, who are so sincerely helping me. This moment is greatly needed for the human society. So we are not working like any political party, but we are trying to execute the will of the Supreme Lord. Simply propagate this chanting, dancing, fasting, and following the regulative principles. These are the four pillars of our success. This was a letter written to Krishna Das in 1969. And then there is another time that he gave similar instruction. It was at the initiation, and he said, Prabhupada said, just eat kachoris and rasgullas and gulab jamun. Just chant and dance, you know. This is a festival. You come to the ISKCON as a festival and just enjoy it. I don't see what's the problem here. Just do this and you'll be so happy. So Krishna wanted to give us all these opportunities through Prabhupada so we can go back and join that Akhanda Utsavam. What happened? Somebody has to cook and clean the food. Yes. Yes, of course. And regarding Arabic books, there's another devotee who is distributing many, many Arabic books. I also did a small run in trial runs in Tampa and Miami, etc. And I get training from this other Prabhus who do a lot of books. And they said, this is something I just learned, and so I want to share. I wrapped, this person said recently, like 2 days ago, on our group called ARPAR, Arabic Parsi Book Distribution Group. I wrapped 216 sets of books yesterday. So these are Arabic books, Gita, Higher Taste, I believe, yoga books, couple of them, Perfect Question, Perfect Answer. And I plan to do 48 stacks today. And this is just one Arabic restaurant or market they are going. Can you imagine so many Arabic books? Prabhupada must be so pleased. He said, what I learned and what I started applying is that the emphasis is on knowledge. And if they try to deny the book, because the cover has Krishna and Arjun, just tell them, this is the King Arjuna. We were one Umma. Back then, we were one Umma. Umma means, regardless of all the sects and everything, we were all Muslims, pure Muslims. So there is no Sufi, there's no other sects. And the believers were united by Prophet Muhammad or something. And if they ask more, I say, Krishna is his spiritual master. Don't say he's God, because they won't take the book. And this is what helping them distribute 216 Arabic books every day. That's so amazing. If you knew how difficult it is to Arabic books, let me relate. Maybe then you can relate. My another friend was distributing at a wedding in Arabic books. And she said one wrong word. And she felt like 30 people were trying to come kill her. This is how difficult it can get. Vaisheshika Prabhu's video of using Arabic phrases went to some Muslim priest. And Vaisheshika Prabhu said, I'm glad they haven't issued a fatwa against me. But they started preaching against that video. Look, he's coming and he's kafir. He's converting Muslims. So this is how difficult it is. So just imagine the pleasure the this devotee gets by distributing so many Arabic books. So I just wanted to share that. And I want to share reflections after I share the last one. In 2015, Jananivas Prabhu came to US, and we went on the TOP fundraising tour. Radhajivan Prabhu, Brajavilas Prabhu, Sunanda Prabhu, and I was one of the helpers. So Ram Govind Prabhu was there. Rukmini Poddar was there. We were in Las Vegas doing Harinam. We wanted to show, because Jananivas Prabhu was there, you know. So we went, and we came back. So he could not grasp his head around this Sin City. This is a pure devotee from Mayapur. He has no idea of the external world for last almost 38 years. So we tried to explain what is gambling, yeah, that he could understand a little bit, but he just could not see what's happening. But he was hearing us, And then we showed him the Grand Canyon Point in place in Las Vegas from which you can observe a big canyon. And someone said, and when they lose in their gambling bets, they come and jump here. And then Jananivas Prabhu could relate. Oh, so this is what, so they either they win or they lose and jump from here. So this is like, actually he said that statement that they must be jumping from here after they lose in the gambling. So this is material world enjoyment. You can enjoy for a few flickering seconds, like in the casino you win, and then you lose some, and then you get so addicted to get that money back that you lose control. And then you have to come and jump, as opposed to this our Krishna consciousness happiness, which is, and that verse is Satatam Kirtayanto Mam 9.14. Mam yatatashtha drudha vrataha namastyantashtha mam bhaktya nitta yukta upasate. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. So it's up to us if we want to constantly serve Krishna, think of Krishna, and join that festival in our consciousness, or we want to be one of the people like in Las Vegas and lose our consciousness for a few flickering seconds and then commit spiritual suicide like dead man walking. So these are my thoughts. Would you like to add anything, takeaways, any reflections? Yes, Dev. Thank you so much for being here today.
For your class, you're aware of what's going on all over the world with the ISKCON movement. I want to share something. My sister is married to a Muslim guy, and they have a son. He's a doctor, so he's always reading and things. So we went to visit them about 10 years ago, and before a wedding. And my husband and I were preaching to him about something in the Bhagavad Gita. And he was... he was in this mood of denying everything, how he's against, you know, the Muslim religion. And so we listened to him and we tried to find some similarity, but he was very against anything. So he said he was aware of the Bhagavad Gita, but none of the things were supporting the Muslim religion. So we gave him a copy of Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. We didn't know if he was going to read it or what, but because he's a doctor and he likes to read information, so we went back, I think 5 years later for some wedding, and he picked us up at the airport. And he said, oh, you know, I find there's a lot of similarity between the Bhagavad Gita and the Quran. And I said, really? He said, yes, when you study something in detail, you will find similarity. If you're looking for differences, you will find. And his whole thing, it was a 45 minutes ride, he was just praising the Hare Krishnas. He was saying, you know, how, I can't remember some specific things, but, you know, how God is so kind that, you know, he has different representative in different religion, and he came to all this conclusion by reading the Bhagavad Gita. Because he said, I want to find similarity. My job is, you know, I deal with many different people, and I like to say good things to them. He considers himself a religious person.
Wow.
And so I was really impressed with how much similarity he found, and my husband and him were having this conversation all the way. And a couple of days ago, my husband brought it up. He said, sometimes when we give somebody a book, you know, we don't know how they will react. It depends upon their intention.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was so impressed with this. Now he's, you know, he tells all his friends about reading the Bhagavad Gita as it is, and you will find similarity in your religion.
So thank you.
Sometimes we don't get the results right away, but if somebody has some interest, I'm sure, you know, it'll come to some good conclusion.
Thank you. And a lot of Muslims are always thinking about God, you know. Lot of Muslims. Tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadadimi buddhim yogam tam yenam ap upayanti te. I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. Those who are constantly devoted. The word here is satatam. Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful experience. Yes, Pran Govinda Prabhu.
Do you know Krishna Kumar Prabhu?
No. That's the one he shared, I think, experience. The Arabic book distributor.
You know Vishal Prabhu?
I heard of him.
He is from our ashram, Alachua ashram.
Oh.
With me.
Huh.
They are one of the biggest Middle Eastern book distributors right now on the road.
All glories to your service.
2 months. They're on marathon.
Jai.
Like 2 weeks, two and a half weeks.
Haribo.
Marathon. Every day distributing.
Jai. Wonderful.
I wanted to just tell a little first time of Varahadev origin, Varahadev in Vrindavan. Every incarnation has origin in Vrindavan.
Huh.
So one time Mother Yashoda gave a warning to Krishna that you have made your outfit 7 times dirty, no more. You just go outside and make dirt and play, no more, no more. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gave a little note. Is Mother Yashoda concerned about his clothes, his service, or concerned about Krishna?
Huh.
It's a very interesting way of thinking.
Yeah.
And he says the devotee actually concerned about bhakti more than Krishna.
Hmm.
Because pleases Krishna.
Haribo.
Not Krishna directly, but what pleases. So then after on the 8th time when she dressed, so he went outside and he was playing with the coward boys. Sure enough, there was a competition about who is the best creator. So Sridham said, you don't know how to create. Krishna said, I do know, I'll show you. So they created, all the boys created, and then they're checking. Then Sridham says, this is not a good creation. So he made a mess. And then Krishna takes some dirt and goes on top of Sridham's head and said, you don't know anything how to create. Then Sridham comes with the big buckets of dirt and dump on his head, Krishna's head, and his clothes again, dirty. What is the biggest power the child has? It's in Krishna.
Hmm.
What is the biggest power towards the Vatsalya Rasa? Crying. Yes. Kalam Rodam, when they cry. So Mother Yashoda ran outside and picked him up. What's the matter? Why are you crying so much? It's all right. You make dirty. Don't worry. Just come inside. So then she cleaned him, put on a new dress, and breastfeeding. Then, as Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, three things Mother Yashoda does. I hope somebody else is remembering also. Massaging his fatty thigh, giving him breast milk, and praying to Narayan for his protection.
Arival.
Prabhupada writes like this. That's what she does. So she is doing it, and then she is conversing with Krishna. Why you like so much dirt? I wonder, in your last life you were a pig. And Krishna stopped breastfeeding, came out of her clothes and looking, did she figure it out? I am Varahadev. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Krishna's origin, Varaha form, is that he actually plays dirt every day.
Haribo.
And he makes himself. This is what pig does.
Thank you very much. Jai Prabhupada. And this is the there is another festival, Constant Katha Festival. You would be the person, best person to conduct it. Any other comments or questions or takeaways? I want to, if that is some time, I would like to do ABCDs of the festivals. I tried to write down festivals according to alphabets. A for Annakuta, Annaprashan. B for Bhadra Purnima, Balram Purnima. C for Chandan Yatra. D for Dashera. E for Ekadashi, Eco Farm Festival. F for Flower Festival. G for Gita Purnima, Gita Jayanti Festival. H for Holy Name Festival or Holy Colors Festival. I for Initiation Utsav, Initiation Ceremony, or Festival of Inspiration, Festival of India. J for Janmashtami, Julan Yatra Festival. K for the King of Festival, Kartik, that we are celebrating, Krishna Janmashtami. L for Festival of Lights, Diwali. Yesterday, by the way, Governor's office had a Diwali festival. They invited a few of us and a lot of senators and representatives got prasadam yesterday. We were not allowed to take books, but and we came at midnight. Then M for Mahashivratri Festival, N for Nityananda Trayodashi Festival, O for Odhna Shashti Festival. Odhna Shashti is when Lord Jagannath is given the winter cloth. P for Pushya Abhishek, which is the ceremony in the month of Pushya. Radha Krishna bathing ceremony or swing festival, I don't know. Now Q is a question mark for you. Yes. Yeah, please go ahead. Yeah, you. Okay. Okay. You, Q for question and answer booth festival. That's the only thing I could come up with. And Prabhupada one time was very, very happy that so many devotees were there till midnight. R for Radhashtami festival. S for Sadhu Sangha and Swing festival. T for temple opening festival and Thanksgiving festival. U for Unmilan, Netra Unmilan festival. V for Vyas Puja festival or Varaha Dwadashi festival. W for W Sankirtan Festival. X, I don't know, it's your homework festival. Y for Youth Jam or Youth Bus Tour Festival. Z is second question that I don't know how to answer. So these are A to Z's of festivals. Every step is a dance. Every word is a song in Goloka. And I hope we meet in that festival world soon again. Hare Krishna. I hope it brought some joy. Thank you so much for being here. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyascha, Patitnam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo.